Okay, we are recording. If you'll state your full name and title for the record, please.
I'm Mary Beth Shear, Superintendent Concordia R2 School District.
Well, believe it or not, it's almost school time again, and I know preparations have probably been going on all summer long. So I'd like to start by talking about a little bit about maybe some projects that you guys have completed over the summer months.
Okay, great. We just kind of finished spinning up the rest of our bond funds. It took us quite a while to do that, but we had lots of projects. This summer, we did some painting. We had the interior of the elementary school repainted, all the classrooms and hallways. At the high school, we had the gymnasium repainted. We had the weight room repainted, and we had the floors in the locker rooms repainted. We had new carpeting and flooring put in at the elementary school and at the high school in different locations. And then we also put in a new scoreboard at the football field. And we had a 24/7 fire alarm monitoring put in to all of our facilities.
Wow, it has been a busy summer for you guys.
Yes.
Now, Mary Beth, does that wrap up your bond funds then?
Yes,
Okay, very good. Okay, so any changes that we can expect coming out of your district for the new school year as far as staff or programs or anything like that?
Gosh, we had a lot of new staff this year. This is kind of one of our biggest crops of new teachers in quite a while. I believe we had 9 new teachers and 3 new support staff members. So we had lots of new faces, although several of the faces aren't necessarily new. We have several graduates from Concordia High School that are working for us, and we have some folks that did some substitute teaching that are now working for us full time. And we have actually a staff member that came back that had worked for us for a couple of years. So it's a really good quality staff. And like I said, if you want to know who, I can kind of go through the list and let you know.
That would be great if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely. At the elementary level, we have a young lady named Jamie Bindorf, who's an elementary teacher, and Jamie's in her first year of teaching, and so we're excited about having her. Also at the elementary school, we have Brandy Harvey. Brandy's taught 2 years in a previous district, and she's teaching for us. We have Natasha Omart, who's a first-year teacher that will be teaching for us. And the last one is Alexandria Williams, and she's one of our new teachers at the elementary school. And at the high school, we have also several new folks. We have Seth Brunkhorst is teaching at the high school level, and Seth is also a CHS graduate. He's one of the people that graduated from school that's back. We also have Jennifer Gregory Sneed, and Jennifer is teaching communication arts, and Jennifer taught in the Knob Noster School District prior to coming here. We have Josh Link, and Josh is teaching business, and he is in his first year of teaching, and he's got a experience in National Guard. He's got more of a military background. We're pleased to have Omar Leverkamp back. Omar taught here for a couple of years and then went on and taught, I believe, in Malta, Bennett, Sweet Springs, and he's back, so we're pleased to have Omar back. And let me see if there's anybody else I am missing. I believe that's it as far. Oh, no, Jonathan Daniels. Jonathan Daniels is our new band teacher, and he'll be teaching kind of 5th through 12th grade band.
Well, so good to see some new, but like you said, familiar faces around the Concordia School District this upcoming year. Any changes in programming as far as new classes or anything like that that we need to be aware of?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, very good. Okay, I want to ask you about your budget. How does it look as we move into this new school year?
Well, we're still kind of waiting to see what will happen in terms of what whether some of the vetoes will be sustained, what the governor, you know, will do. There were some budget cuts that he vetoed that may be overruled, and they're kind of looking at some withholding. So we're not really sure what the impact will be at this time, but hopefully we'll end the year with a balanced budget.
Absolutely. How many students are you anticipating for this new school year?
We're anticipating probably in the range of about 450 students. That's K-12 preschool. You see, we have about 30-35 students in our 3- and 4-year-old preschool. So kind of fairly similar to where we were last year.
Very good. Well, that's always good when we're moving in the right direction. Yes. Mary Beth, how long have you been in the Concordia School District?
I am kind of the grandmother of the area, the conference, and the county. I'm starting my 14th year in the Concordia School District.
That's almost unheard of for a superintendent. It really is. So what keeps you in Concordia, and what goals do you still have out there for the school district?
Concordia has been a really good fit for myself and my family. My girls started here through preschool all the way through, and they'll be juniors this year. And so I would love for them to have the experience of going all the way through a school district. I moved around a lot as a child and kind of missed having a hometown, home school district. So that's kind of been one of my goals, is to give them a hometown and a home school district. But it's been a good fit. The community has been very open and very accepting, and it's just been a nice place to raise your kids, a nice place to send your kids to school. Quality staff, and they're just good people. My goals is that we are in our third year of starting what we call the Oriole Strong program. We're trying to really develop pride in our students, pride in the district, and pride in the community. And this year, the Oriole Strong, we're trying to do some more reaching out to the community. I think that we've done a fairly good job doing some things for students and our local community, but we feel like that we want folks that don't even have kids in school to feel like Concordia School District offers benefits to them. So we're going to be reaching out to our greater community and doing some activities, whether they be community service projects or just some things that we can do to let our community know that we appreciate everything they've done for us.
Bridging that connection between community and school. Very
Absolutely.
Important. Very important. Well, we've covered quite a bit of information. I want to ask you when your first day is and if you have an open house or a Meet the Teacher event scheduled.
Our first day is going to be the 13th on Wednesday. And we don't really have an official open house. Each teacher kind of does, you know, their own thing. Junior high has one night, you know, so it's kind of varied. We are looking forward to our Oriole Strong, what we call our party in the park on Friday afternoon. We'll bring all of our kids together and have some fun activities. And we always have some special guests that show up that kind of surprise everybody. So we're looking forward to that activity on Friday.
And that's this coming Friday, Mary Beth?
The 15th, huh?
The 15th. Okay, tell me a little bit more about that, if you will. I know some of it's a surprise, but what can you tell us?
The Oriole Strong, one of our goals is having our kids get to know each other kind of all the way through. And so we combine our into groups where we have high school kids who can kind of mentor elementary kids. And we have some get acquainted activities, and we have some games. And last year we had all school balloon toss, you know, contest, and we just kind of have some fun things where we want them to be excited about the school year starting. And so we try to have some kind of fun activity that brings us all together and kind of celebrates what it means to be a Concordia Oriole.
That's a wonderful program. What time will that get started?
That should get started about 1:15.
Okay, very good. Okay, anything else that you want to talk about your district moving into this new school year?
We're just kind of excited. We got some funds last year, so the pipeline that went through our community, and so we're able to pilot some one-on-one initiatives in some of our classes. So we've got some new laptops and some things that teachers will be able to use. All the kids will have a laptop, and so we're excited about that. We were able to get a grant, and we'll have a new ITV classroom during the school year, and it'll be even better. So we've got lots of technology that we are going to be able to pilot this year. We had some really good training for our staff on active shooter drill. It's not anything that anybody wants to think about, but I feel like that, you know, as our staff went through the training and we went through some scenarios and we went through some practice runs, that I think that they're a lot more confident in how we could keep our kids safe, because we want our kids to be safe and comfortable at school. And so whatever training we can do to move in that direction is always a positive thing.
Well, and I don't know that you remember, but you and I spoke about school safety a couple of years ago, or about a year and a half ago, and there were some changes being made in your district then. Are you fairly comfortable with where your district stands?
Yeah, we've made some changes in terms of you know, the cameras at the doors, and you know, patrons and anybody just can't walk in. They have to be buzzed, and we can, you know, see who they are. They have to kind of go through the office before they can get access to the rest of the building. So we've done some, I think, some positive proactive steps, and you know, we've got some ideas of now, you know, some other things that we can do to keep our kids safer. And just, I think, you know, giving information to teachers so they feel more confident. If there was ever an emergency situation, they would know what to do. So I think, you know, unfortunately, those are signs of the times. I just, you can't afford to ignore them. So I think we're taking some really good steps there, and I think we're really looking forward to a really positive school year.
That's wonderful. One final question, and then I'll let you go. But you mentioned those new laptops. What grades does that impact, Mary Beth?
We are at the elementary school. I believe we're doing it at fifth and sixth grade. At the high school, I think we're starting it in our science department.